Simen Shin Chav Tes. Ami Mechal and Shabbos. Who are you Mechal and Shabbos? The Mechaber says to any Bikuch Nefesh, if someone's life is at risk, is Deicha Shabbos, and someone's Zoriz, who's alert to take care of it, even Mechal Shabbos, to save a life, her is Meshubach, is praiseworthy. The Mechaber gives a Moshe, an example. Even if there's a fire in a different Chatzar, not in your Chatzar, and you're afraid that the fire is going to spread to your Chatzar, to this Chatzar over here, and to encompass a corner for somebody, you put out the fire even when it's still in the other Chatzar, the other courtyard, before it gets over here. And the Mechaber is saying, even though it's a chashash that will come here, it's not for sure, that's enough to Mechal Shabbos. Mr. Brewer explains, we're talking about a case of the Chatzar that you're in has chaylim, has sick people, or katam, little kids who can't escape, and there's no way to get them out properly without Chilul Shabbos, so rather just put out the fire in a different Chatzar. Mr. Brewer says also, besides putting out the fire, you could put like kalim of metal or of charis, things that won't burn, full of water, that be in the way of the fire won't be able to get past them. Even if you have to bring these kalim through, shroud them with as many serum involved, still it's kedai to avoid the risk of kof nefesh. Now what if you could take the chayla of the cotton out by carrying them through Shisrabim? Which is better, to put out the fire and do the malach of kibui, or to carry through Shisrabim in order to avoid anyone's life being at risk? So Mishbur brings the Magna Ram that it's rather put out the fire, rather do kibui. Because that's malachash ain't tzirich l'gufa, since you're not doing it for the burnt out flame, you're not doing it for the ashes. And malachash ain't tzirich l'gufa, according to most places, can you put the fire on Shabbos. It's not their Isa, it's most Rabbanan. As opposed to carrying derech Shisrabim, the many places can hold them as manenu nowadays, we do have a shram, the rice, some bimlach of the rice, so rather put out the fire. The Chayyodim says, not like that. He says it's better to carry through a shram rather than putting out the fire. And Mishnah Berurah leaves the Shiloh without a clear achra. In Sif Beis, the Machaber says that Bekuach Nefesh, we don't go basaroiv, we don't go by majority. That means, let's say you have 9 goyim and 1 yid in a chatz. Now, only Mechal Shabbos to save yid, not for goyim. And one person for this chatz now went to a different chatz, and there was an apolos, a landslide, or something to that effect, the building collapsed. And now there's somebody under this building, this collapsed building, and we have to we'll take Chilul Shabbos in order to get him out. So now, are we Mechal Shabbos for him or not? Chances are it's a guy. 9 out of 10 chance. Only 1 out of 10 chance is that it's a Yid. So the Mechaber says that we are Mefakeach Alav Tegal. We do dig out the Gal, even if Aval is doing Melach D'Oraisa. Because since the original Kfiya stays in its place, the original people are still in their place. So as did Kokavua Kamechza Mechzadomi, and Kokavua, when you have a Taruvus of two different types, and it stays in one place, the original taruva still stays in its place, we don't go basarayv, rather we treat it as if it's half and half, as if it's half goyim and half yidden, and therefore it's a savik pilch nefesh, a savik pilch nefesh, we are mechal Shabbos. However, the Mechaber says, if all of them start moving, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, doesn't just mean they start moving, it means all dispersed in different directions, because they're all moving together, the kfiyah still remains, the group still remains. Rather, over here we're talking about they all dispersed in different directions. Since they all dispersed, the kfiyah is batal. And then we say, called the Parish and Ruba Parish. And if we're not sure which one of them ended up in the Chatzar, where a building collapsed, and which one's under the pile. So then we say, called the Parish and Ruba Parish. We assume it's from the majority, and since the majority of the people involved are here are Goyim. So in such a case, we will not be in Mechal Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings Ebenezer Simon Dalit, Sifla Medalit, Zachlegstein, and Mechaber, Ramal. If you found a baby lying on the street in a city that's mostly Goyim, if you Mechal Shabbos to save him, do we say it's considered called the Parish or it's Kavua? The question is, we say called the parish from a parish, the Mechaber holds over there at most. The goyim, everyone always moves in the course of the day around the town from the original place, and therefore we go with a rov that's goyim or not Mechal Shabbos, and Ramos says, no, people in one city are considered kavua in that city, and kavua kamechza, mechza, like half and half, we are mechach zagal, we are Mechal Shabbos, save the baby, and the goyim over there passing is like the Ramos. If a child's found on the side of the road, and most people pass by over there are goyim, everyone agrees if we go with a rov, and we are not Mechal Shabbos. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says that if a polis collapses, a building collapses on top of somebody, and we don't know if the person underneath, if he's alive or dead, we don't know if it's a Savik Chai, Savik Meis, we're not even sure if he's there or if he's not there, we're not sure exactly what happened. Allah has, you know, as many Sfakas and Svek Sfakas, Mefakeh, Sagal, we do Chol Shabbos in order to try to save the person who might potentially be over there. And Mr. Brewer says, we know there was someone there when the building collapsed, just not sure if he escaped before it collapsed on top of him or not. But the Mishnah Berurah says, even if we didn't see him there, if it's the type of house that people tend to be in at this time of day, that's also enough reason to Mechal Shabbos, misafik. It's not considered safik, it's considered chances are there's someone there, enough of a vadai, that even though maybe he escaped, and maybe he's not alive anyway, we are Mechal Shabbos. Habam Machteris, somebody who's a burglar in your house, Allah is that Habam Machteris, you're allowed to kill him, is considered a roidiv, and while he's coming, Machteris, breaking into your house, a gal, something collapses on him, Renam Vakech, a gal to save him, he's Gavra Katila, he's someone who's meant to be killed, Renam Vakal Shabbos to save him.
A yid does averes lati oven, as long as not kofer in the Torah is not a kofer, we are machal Shabbos to save him. But someone does averes lahachis, we don't save even during the week. Kavochemer, not machal Shabbos, in order to save him.